Buongiorno, welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And that was Filippo Gambetta from an album of a number of years ago, one of my favourite tracks. Of course, it's our theme song, and it is called La Lumaca Equilibrista. It's about a snail who falls over on the back of his shell and can't get up again. I'm very excited today, though, because I have with me on the phone from San Francisco, Italian mandolinist Carlo Alonso, who will be coming to town on Friday evening this week to be doing a show with his duo, Elena Buttiero, on piano, and he is a classical mandolinist. Carlo, are you there?
Sì, buongiorno a tutti.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Would you like to speak in English or in Italian?
Oh, English is good.
Okay, that's good. Better for our listeners or those of us who don't speak Italian.
Perfect.
So, where do you find yourself right now? What city are you in?
I'm in San Francisco now. I'm doing several concerts here around, and actually today I'm giving a lecture about the history of the instrument through the artworks in the Museo Italo-Americano. In the city in San Francisco.
Oh, fabulous. If there's anyone out there who's listening and is in San Francisco, they could go. What time is that happening?
At 7 tonight.
7 p.m. at the Italian-American Museum of San Francisco.
Museo Italo-Americano.
Okay, fabulous. And on Friday night, you're going to be here at St. Paul's Anglican Church here in Vancouver, which is in the West End, which is downtown. And you are going to be featuring music from your latest CD with Elena Butiero. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Fantasia
Sure.
Poetica?
Fantasia Poetica. We released this album last year in the East Coast of the United States. And this year we are presenting it with this big tour on the West Coast. So we started from San Diego and Los Angeles and now San Francisco. And then we will be in Portland and Seattle, finally in Vancouver. This is our last album about the repertoire for mandolin and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And it is focused on the romantic style of the mandolin, but we start with the beginning of it with some compositions, original compositions for mandolin and piano by Beethoven, Ludwig van Beethoven, that wrote himself for the mandolin. So, of course, this is a project to spread more around the world of the mandolin as a classical instrument and with a Nobel past.
Mm-hmm.
So always people is very interested and they, you know, they are surprised because they are not used to listen for this instrument as a classical and academical instrument. But there is a lot of precious things in the past of the mandolino italiano.
And all the music on Fantasia Poetica is original repertoire, right? So nothing is a transcription?
That's right, absolutely original, so we take care of our identity.
Mm-hmm. So there, I noticed there are many, of course, Italian composers for the mandolin. So the CD starts off with this three pieces by Beethoven, which was the only piece that Beethoven wrote for mandolin, correct?
There is one more.
Oh.
I mean, there are four known pieces written by Beethoven. Maybe he wrote more. He wrote more, but four pieces for sure are written by him. And yes, we recorded three of them.
Okay, and I was going to actually start off today by playing one of the pieces from the album, and it's one of the ones by Carlo Mugnier, and it's Capriccio Spagnolo. Would you like to maybe give us a little bit of background about this piece and about the composer Carlo Mugnier?
Sure. The Capriccio Spagnolo is the well-known piece by him. Carlo Mugnier was born in Naples. He was member of one of the most important family of lute makers, that is the Vinaccia family. And but he moved then to Florence, where he talked. He had a lot of activity as a teacher, and he had his mandolin orchestra there and the mandolin quartet. So he won also a contest of mandolin that time, and he was also a concert performer. And this piece, of course, is a good example of virtuoso music for the Italian classical mandolin.
Great. Well, if you wouldn't mind staying on the line with us, I'll play this piece for our listeners so they can get an idea. And we'll be back and we'll talk with you in a moment, okay?
Yes, very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, we're back on air here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and this is Give 'Em the Boot. And today I have on the line from San Francisco Italian mandolinist Carlo Aonzo. Are you still there?
Sì, buongiorno. Buongiorno a tutti.
Buongiorno. Buon pomeriggio a questo punto.
Sì.
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 We were talking about the Fantasia Poetica CD, which is the latest CD that you made with your keyboardist Elena Buttiero, who you are here on tour with, and we're going to be hearing a little bit more of music of yours. I'm very curious to hear a little bit more of the breadth of music that you've been involved in, and I know that you have many CDs starting off with some very early music, some Baroque repertoire, Vivaldi. I know you have a CD also done with a Japanese guitarist living in Italy named Katsumi Nagaoka. Katse is the name of the CD. We might play a little track from it soon, but would you like to tell me a little bit about your collaboration with this guitarist?
Sure, yeah. As we have the Fantasia Poetica is the example of the repertory for mandolin and piano. Instead, Katse is about the repertory, the classical repertory for mandolin and guitar. And so we have in the CD there are pieces, music from the early periods up to the new compositions, and my guitarist Katsumi Nagaoka, he is a componist himself, so we did a recording on his piece Kaze, that means wind. So it is a piece that describes a different kind of winds of his own childhood in Japan. And I think the third movement is interesting for mandolin and guitar players to hear, and that's of course for music lovers. And yeah, I think it's a good example for
maybe more modern sound.
Afternoon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'll play that in 1 second. So this is a three-piece or a three-movement suite written by Katsumi, called Katse, and the third piece is Allegro Ritmico, which means a rhythmic allegro. Katsumi is obviously Japanese, but tell me, how did he end up in... He lives in Genoa as well, or in Savona?
Well, he was prodigy.
Yeah, prodigy.
And came to Italy for guitar contest, and he decided to stay in Italy. So as soon as he turned 18, he stayed in Italy and started his own career as guitarist in Italy. Well, if you ask to him why he stayed in Italy, he answered, because of carbonara. That means he loves Italian culture and the food, and everything is in Italy. So.
Oh, I'm sure he's not the only one. Although personally, carbonara I can't eat, being a vegetarian.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad. I like the smell, but I'm afraid the pancetta doesn't agree.
Okay.
So I was also going to ask you too, I know that recently you were on tour before the beginning of the West Coast tour that you're doing with Elena. You actually came a little earlier with some members of your orchestra, dell'Accademia del Mandolino, and I believe Katsumi is also in that group.
Yes, Katsumi was with the group. Actually, he wrote also a piece by purpose for that orchestra, so we performed the piece. It will be very soon available to here, and we did a 10 days of tour with the Mandolin Orchestra, releasing the new album that is Mandolin Images. This is about the modern compositions for Mandolin Orchestra. So we played only modern pieces for this characteristical orchestra. But those are again only classical repertoire for mandolin orchestra, and we did it for our spreading around the message of the classical mandolin music.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yes. Well, hopefully on Friday night people will be able to purchase a copy of that new CD, Mandolin Images. Hopefully.
Sure.
So okay. Well, let's go to this piece by Katsumi that is featuring him on guitar and you on mandolin. This is the third movement of his suite, simply called Katsu. We'll talk to you again in a moment. Thank you, Carlo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, beautiful piece. The third movement from Katze. It's a suite written by Katsumi Nagaoka, who is a frequent collaborator with Carlo Alonso, who is the mandolinist in that piece, and we have him on the line from San Francisco. Welcome back, Carlo.
Sì, buongiorno a tutti.
And I noticed here, I was listening to that recording, and it sounds, there's a really beautiful resonance in the recording, and then I noticed that it was recorded in a church. Is that correct?
Yes. You mean Katze?
Si.
Si.
Yes.
There's a recording, yeah, in a church in a wood in on the hills of Genova.
Oh, in a wood, meaning?
In the country.
In un bosco?
Si.
Okay, I see.
In fact, we had some troubles with animals' noises and farmers' noises.
Oh, what sort of noises do farmers make?
What?
What type of noises do farmers make?
Hey, well, you know, we had birds.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, they were nice, but of course, sometimes they, you know, our CD is not new age, so.
No, it's a bit annoying to have those noises. I see. Well, I couldn't notice any of those, so maybe you did a good job of covering them up. Okay, so let's go on a little bit and talk a little bit about other collaborations. You have also worked with a musician, another Italian musician, also from your area. You're from Savona.
Yeah, Liguria region.
Liguria, that's right, which is in the northwest,
yeah.
For those people who are geographically challenged. Sorry?
Yes, that's exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And Genoa is the big city, which is closest to Savona, right?
Yeah, we are about 50 kilometers from Genoa.
Not very far.
Yeah.
And Filippo Gambetta, of course, is from Genoa. He is the accordion player or concertina player who started off today's show. But his father is a very famous guitarist who you know quite well.
Beppe Gambetta. Yes, he's my hero.
He's your hero?
Yeah, he brought me... He started my career in North America, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, he brought me 1997. I came with him in Winfield in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
where there was a big festival that is still running. And this festival, there is a mandolin contest. He wanted me to participate to the mandolin contest. I participated and I won.
Wow.
The mandolin contest, so I was the champion 1997, American champion of mandolin.
Oh, wow. And did you play American music or Italian music?
No, I played my repertoire, my calace and other stuff's repertoire. So that is a very, very unique event where you don't see the judge. The judge, they don't see you.
Oh.
They are in another building just hearing for the music, so they judge only the music.
Wow.
So it was the starting point of my American career.
Mm-hmm.
And with Beppe Gambetta, we did... 2 albums together and 10 years of touring around the world together. So if you want to speak about the first recording, that is Serenata.
Mm-hmm.
Serenata CD, it is a research about the Italian strings virtuoso. And that is a genre that my father brought to me because he is the trade union from that past to modern times. So I learned my first steps with the mandolin, with that style of the Italian strings virtuoso.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Your father taught you mandolin to start with?
Sorry?
Your father was the first teacher you had. He taught you mandolin?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we found some all the recordings of Pasquale Taraffo,
mm-hmm.
on the guitar that was from Genova, and Nino Catania himself from Genova with the mandolin. So we tried to reproduce the soul of that genre that was disappearing, and came out Serenata. It is a document about that genre.
It's a wonderful CD. It's actually one of my favorites.
Oh,
and I've had it for many, many years, and I didn't really... I don't think I really read the liner notes very well when I first listened to it. I just used to enjoy listening to it, but I have gone back and read information about it, and it's a very interesting story about that repertoire and the absolutely beautiful music. And Beppe, of course, most people in North America, especially Vancouver, are very familiar with Beppe because he has played here many times, probably just played here just over a year ago, I'd say, a year or two ago. And he's known as a flat picker, so he's definitely known as someone who plays in the American tradition.
That's right.
But he's also a very accomplished guitarist, also in more classical styles. No, he also plays harp guitar.
Well, you know, that time with Pasquale Tarafa, and speaking about that period, so early 1900s, mm-hmm. there was not that big splitting, that big
difference.
Difference between classical or non-classical musicians. And so Tarafo himself was a musician that couldn't read any note. So he was playing by ears, mm-hmm. only, just like Beppe does. And so there was just a passion for good music. And we did it with the same idea. So Beppe got this guitar, harp guitar, with this furniture to keep it on stage.
Yep.
And so we toured with those furnitures to for all around the world.
Yeah.
To bring back this flavor of with the Italian music.
I see. And you, I do recall hearing that you did play. I know many people that I have met who know of your music and also know of Beppe had this album in mind as the first album that they had listened to that features you on mandolin and also features Beppe. And that I think it's one of those CDs that many people can relate to. They just love the music, but it's also a very interesting historical document. No? Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you also perform in the Metropolitan Museum of Art back then for that tour?
Excuse me?
Did you perform at the Metropolitan Museum of Art with Beppe?
Yes, we had. We were called for the patrons meeting to play some instruments of the collection. There is an important collection of mandolins there, and actually the most beautiful mandolin of the collection is the cover, you know, the image of the cover of the whole instrument collection catalog, because it is so an artwork, mm-hmm. such an artwork that is that represent the art on the instrument or instruments making.
So beautiful.
This is an Angelo Mannello.
Mannello. And he was from Naples?
Well, they were Italian makers in New York. So we could speak now about this exhibition that is running now.
That's right. Yes, I saw it just recently.
At the Metropolitan Museum in New York, they did the title of this exhibition is Guitar Heroes, and they wanted to celebrate the New Yorkers, but with Italian origins, luthier makers. So arriving to John Monteleone, passing through D'Angelico and Mannello and Tuorturro, and so all the Italians, luthier makers in New York. Those are very fine artworks. So they say, like the Stradivari. And they are, you know, the same of Stradivari for the violin. Mm-hmm. They are for mandolins or guitars.
The mandolin. And Stradivari, of course, did not make any mandolins, did he?
Stradivari made mandolins.
Oh, he did?
Many, many mandolins.
Oh, there we go. How come there are none
only
left?
Two instruments survived to nowadays. And actually, one of the two instruments is in the United States, in an important collection in Vermilion, South Dakota. The other one is in England. But he, in Italy, we have in the Cremona Stradivari Museum, you can see all the projects, the drawings for all the mandolin, all the different kind of mandolins that he was making.
Wow.
Making in his workshop.
I see. Interesting.
And, he was also a guitar maker.
Yes, that I know.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, there is one of Stradivari's guitars on display in the collection.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And you just played there at the Metropolitan Museum of Art for an event for the donors to the musical instrument collection, along with John Montaleone, who gave you one of his prize mandolins to play. What did you think about playing an American archtop mandolin?
Yeah, we did this presentation with John about this history of the mandolin came from Italy to the United States and starting this new tradition on American with an American mandolin. So you have to know that the mandolin has this characteristic that it goes with his its people to all different places in the history, and it changed the shape to adapt to the new culture that he found in the new place. So we have many different kind of mandolins in all different places he went. So we have a South American mandolin, that is bandolin. We have a Russian mandolin, that is the domra. And we have in North America the Gibson kind of mandolin. And John Montaleone is one of the hugest representatives of luthor makers in that kind of mandolin, the Gibson-shaped mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had this opportunity to play one of his mandolins, and it's a very, very nice piece of art. And, people that heard and they say that it was very nice.
Oh, that's good. It's good they said it was nice. That's good to hear. You know, why don't we play a piece by you and Beppe now from the album Serenata. This is one of my favorite pieces, and it is also recorded in a church, I believe. La Vergine degli Angeli.
Yeah. The church is an important church for us because it's the church where Paganini was, he got the Baptist.
Oh, was baptized.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So San Donato Church in Genova. So it was a live performance. And the piece is, we want to play also a transcription. So the piece is an example of a transcription for mandolin and guitar. So we took from La Forza del Destino opera work, a very famous air, and played only instrumentally. This was a very common way to, you know, to bring the music around when there was not yet radio and
TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was very important also for Giuseppe Verdi and all the composers that people around the streets and in the cafe or in the salon music to play their own music to make it popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the, of course the mandolins and guitars club were very important to keep the attention on the new music they were writing. So this piece is La Vergine degli Angeli.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll see you in a moment.
Okay.
And now we're back after listening to that beautiful piece, which was recorded in a church in Genoa, a famous church where Paganini was baptized. And it's lovely, La Vergine degli Angeli, the Virgin of the Angels. And that was from The Force of Destiny, is that right, Carlo, you were saying?
What?
The Force of Destiny, La Forza del Destino.
Forza del Destino, mm-hmm. Opera work by Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe Verdi.
The Strength of Destiny, I don't say.
The Force of Destiny.
Force, okay.
That's right, yeah.
In English,
and Verdi, what city was Verdi from? What city in Italy was Giuseppe Verdi?
Busseto in Parma.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Not too far away.
Not too far away, no. From here, maybe, yes.
Well, from San Francisco and from Vancouver, yes. Everything is far away.
Anyway, I just saw yesterday, I was in the office of the Italian groups here in San Francisco. They made a monument to Giuseppe Verdi.
Really?
You know, yes. So wow. I don't know where in San Francisco there must be a monument made to him in 1914.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, there we go.
Let's speak about...
Let's speak about
Mandolin.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
Tell me.
Speaking about Verdi, mm-hmm. you know, he wrote this opera work, Otello,
mm-hmm.
where you have a mandolin orchestra. There is a moment where there is a mandolin orchestra playing. And there are friends of mine that are working with Riccardo Muti right today in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They are preparing the Otello with him, and one of them is Don Steinberg.
Ah.
Yeah. And Don Steinberg is a fabulous jazz mandolin player.
Yes, he is. So. I know. I saw him just a few weeks ago at Wintergrass.
Okay, very good. So we could introduce how it was the mandolin in United States, in America, after the instrument came from Italy. You know, so the mandolin arrived arrived here in this continent with the Italian immigrants, but soon was deep into the roots of the place. And this young guy, Bill Monroe, took this instrument and started a new big tradition of the mandolin in the roots of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be nice to give an example of the American mandolin now.
That's right. Okay, let me think if I can find something by Bill Monroe. There's probably, actually, I was thinking, a very nice instrumental track of Bill Monroe from an album from the 50s. Well, of course, Bill Monroe wrote many, many pieces that many mandolinists all over the world play. And I'd say that one of the most famous tracks would be this one called Big Mon. Shall we listen to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, nice.
All right. We'll be back in a minute with Carlo Onzo. Let's listen to Bill Monroe playing the American mandolin.
Thank you.
Wow, Big Mon. What do you think of that, Carlo Onzo?
Oh, yeah, this is a perfect example of bluegrass music and of the American mandolin. It became so popular. And so we have a new tradition, you know, a new instrument, but still the mandolin here in this country. This is fabulous. This is very nice.
Yes, I think there's not one mandolinist in any genre who doesn't know Bill Monroe. Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
But perhaps more people should know Don Sternberg. He is a wonderful jazz and swing mandolin player.
Yeah, so we spoke about Don. You know, Don was a student of Jethro Burns.
Uh-huh.
And actually, when I discovered this very strange and new kind of mandolin, you know, after I studied the classical mandolin with my father and in the conservatorium with Ugo Orlandi, I discovered that there was also a different kind of mandolin from America. And the first material that I got was the compositions by Jethro Burns. So I read all his books, and then I had the chance to meet Don Sternberg, that was his best student.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
If you watch the old videos of Jethro Burns and Don Sternberg, they are like the same person, you know.
Wow.
And Don is a very fine string mandolin player. So it could be nice to have an example also of his heart.
Sure.
The mandolin.
I actually happen to have his latest album, which he gave to me when I was in Seattle at Wintergrass, where he performed with his trio, and they absolutely tore the house down. They were so popular. Everyone loved them. I loved them. And I think we're going to play Stardust, which is a classic old song.
Perfect.
Yes. Before I do, what I want to mention too, doesn't Don teach at your academia, which you hold every year in Europe?
Yes. We can do an announcement if anybody is interested to have a mandolin vacation. In Italy, we teach the mandolin to all levels, and we meet for 1 week, the last week of August. In this year, it will be in Ferrara. Ferrara is a medieval city, it's very nice to stay, and there will be a Basque music festival the same week.
Wow.
So, and if you want to know more about the mandolin, come to our academy. You can find information on the internet under the website.
And your website is?
www.accademiamandolino.com.
Okay. For any of those people who aren't good at spelling Italian, feel free to contact me and I'll be able to pass it on.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's listen to Stardust. Then we'll be back with time for just a little more chatting and one more song before we have to say goodbye. Okay?
Very good.
Okay, this is Stardust by Don Sternberg.
Thank you.
Ah, that was the beautiful mandolin of Don Sternberg. And Don will be teaching at the Accademia in Ferrara in August this year with Carlo Onzo, who is our guest from San Francisco, who I'm unfortunately going to have to say goodbye to. Carlo.
Oh, yeah. I will be soon in Vancouver.
Oh, that's right. There's a reason why I had you on the show today. It was to tell everybody to come to your show on Friday. There is going to be a wonderful show with Carlo Onzo Mandolino and Elena Buttiero on pianoforte. And we're really looking forward to having you here. Fantasia Poetica is the name of the new CD, and I'm going to finish off with a track from that CD. So, Carlo, I thought we might play the Chardas.
Yes, this is the last piece of the album. Nicodemo Bruzzone is a pretty modern composer, but he composed with the old romantic mandolin style. And he is from my region, that is Liguria. He's from Sanremo. And it is totally unknown, but his music is wonderful.
Fantastic.
So we wanted to celebrate him with this Charda da un balcone ungherese.
Fantastic. So everyone will be able to come on Friday night at the St. Paul's Anglican Church, which is 1130 Jervis Street in Vancouver. Information about it from the Italian Institute of Culture, or you could also contact me. Give Them the Boot is the name of this show, CITR 101.9 FM. It has been my pleasure to have Carlo Onzo online from San Francisco. Thank you so much. Grazie mille, Carlo.
My pleasure. Do not miss the concert.
Okay, ci vediamo venerdì.
Sì, benissimo. Grazie, Linda.
Grazie, ciao.
Ciao a tutti.